And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick is the head of a Joyful Union congregation. We're talking with him tonight from Bellflower, California. Pastor Renick, tell me this gentleman who had come to you and spoke with you. But so all I know is what I read in the newspaper this morning, that this man had some pretty profound information for you. Now, you, as his pastor, you agreed to talk to him?
I found it, Phil. I had a man come to me who was a member of our congregation for 17 years. He wanted to talk to me in confidence, a man named Ronald Delaporte. And he wanted to talk, so I took some time to talk to him. I was on my way to a function, Bernie Mac. I was having a murder mystery party at his home, but I took some time. This man told me that he was not in love with his wife. He had been married to her 35 years, a long time, and that he did not love his wife. And I asked him at the time, I said, are you having an affair? He said, no. He said he was a homosexual. Now, let me explain. At the time when he told me this, I thought it was funny. You have to understand that in the black community, we've got so many problems. That when a man says to you, well, I'm a homosexual, you know, it is not what I would consider to be an overwhelming burden, but he said this to me.
Wait a minute. You told this man it was in confidence, and he told you effectively is gay. Have you outed this man?
This was before I knew the nature of what the man was going to talk to me about.
Yeah, but this is called outing a man. He told you in confidence that he was gay, and you're letting everybody know about it. That may be the nature of why you got this press attention.
But again, let me say to you what I said to him. You've got to understand the black community. Of all the problems our people have struggled with over the year, when a man comes to you and says he's gay, I mean, I said to him, I said to you now, I said, Jesus, please forgive me. But I said, God damn, that is funny. Because this is something we don't have a lot of time to deal with. But given the big issue, I had to laugh. I said, Ronald, you know what our people have struggled with, and you know that we don't have a lot of extra energy to be dealing with gay issues. It's just, and I thought he was all right. I hoped he'd see the humor. And I said to him at that time, now, he was upset with me a little bit. But I said to him at that time, you know what our community, in the black community, we have struggled over the years, Phil.
All right, can I ask you?
Please let me finish my point. We have struggled over the years for economic equality. We are struggling right now for more home ownership. We are struggling right now to move past the world of entertainment and athletics so that we can achieve in the world of science. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that we can achieve in a world of education, research, and this. And we don't have, man said, well, you know, I'm gay. I said, look, there's a place for a black man to be gay. And that place is called the white community. Now, let me tell you why I said that.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Let me tell you why I said that.
No, you got to hold on for a minute. Is that what you said to this man?
Let me tell you why I said that. You got to understand something. I know that there are African-American people. Look, you know, I've seen with my own eyes the problems that have beset the black community. Now, the white people deal with the gay they deal with a gay, they somehow they know how to do it. You know, black folks in our community, we're trying to move past being basketball players, you know. We're trying to move past being Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. But
we're trying to move past dribbling a basketball for a living and holding on to a football like we in a circus. We are trying to move past all that. I got a man come to me, I'm gay, 35 years. My wife don't know it, and I know this family very well, Phil. I know his daughter. His daughter Keisha is in my Bible study group. His son James in my Bible study group. His wife Dolores, my wife and his wife been friends for years.
Pastor Renick, you are giving personal information, and now you've named the children of this man who came to you and said that he was gay.
You're not hearing what I'm saying to you.
But what if these kids are told at school, your father...
Black people don't... This is not the white community. See, we don't say, oh, your daddy gay and that. We say, look, I understand you're gay. Now, you are a black man. You can be black. But when you feel... And I said to him, because I don't know how it works. I said, look, Ronald, when you feel a gay urge, or whatever it is, I don't know what it is, calling up the white people. And when you get that done, you come on back.
And in other words, a black man can only be gay if he's gay in the white community.
I don't know about black man, black woman, what you want to call. I said the white people are better equipped right now in the history of their community to deal with the issue of the gay. But right now, my people are dealing with, we're trying to get the banks to stop blue lining us. We're trying to get advancement in education. We're trying to get advancement in business. We are trying to get advancement. See that right there? That's the. Nah, you're not on a flag.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not on a flag. I'm playing golf with I'm hitting a bucket of balls. A very dear friend of mine. Jim, your hand. You know Jim?
Yes, I do.
Jim, right here. You're not on the flag there either.
Yeah, I am. I'm about
20 yards. He think he laying up good with that. He not. What I'm trying to say to you, Phil, is this.
Look, I want to stick with this subject here, this gentleman. I'll give my phone number out, if I could, Pastor Rennick. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Pastor William Rennick about a gentleman who came to him in his congregation, said he had been, he was gay. Did he know he was gay for 35 years? I don't know, but he said...
He knew he was gay. I don't know for 35 years.
All right. But you told this guy, what did you tell him? I mean, did you say to him, our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
I said to him, Ronald, look, I understand you're gay. I said, I don't know anything about that. I know what my Bible tells me, but I'm not going to judge a man.
You're not a homophobe, are you?
No, I'm not a homophobe. I love people. I love people.
All right.
I'm just telling you that in the black community, we got bigger fish to fry right now. The word about that a man is gay or coming out of closet gay, a 35-year married gay.
And do you shun them? Do you shunt them aside? Do you?
No, they're welcome in my church every Sunday, every day. I'm just telling you. Now, when a man said, well, look, I'm gay, what do you think? I said, look, you know, take that. Gay don't play, you know. In the black community, we got to say, gay don't play.
Like,
gay don't play, you know. Gay don't play. So go on and be gay. And I mean be gay all you want. But you come back here, I want to talk about education. I want to talk about business empowerment. I want to talk about a man's soul. I want to talk about your relationship with God.
But all of that has to do with his relationship with God, doesn't it? Who he is and...
Got nothing to do with it.
A man's sexual orientation?
Got nothing to do with it. No, it got nothing to do with it. God don't care. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then when you say take your gay and go with the white people, they're better equipped to deal with it, what do you mean?
I mean in terms of broadcasting the news all over the... You know, look, I told people Ronald Delaporte gay, and you need to keep an eye on him, and I don't mean keep an eye on him because he might... You know, what we're trying to do is keep it down, you know, what the kids call on the down low, because if I've got young people who are gangsters, young people in a hip-hop, and they're very colorful people, that's one thing. And that gets stereotyped in the media. And that's bad enough. Now, you get some of these guys, you get kind of sissy on you. You know, they what do you call flamboyant, you know?
Yeah.
We don't need that. I got a lot of chain-snatching, purse-grabbing, kids out here want to be gangsters. I don't need some man... Or walking with the knees too close together.
So, I think.
Wait a minute.
Is it me?
No, you're here.
Yeah. I think that for people in the black community, gay way down the list of things that I'm going to sweat on a Friday night. Way down the list.
Well, if someone comes to you, what's a problem? And again, you don't have any compunction about outing this man as you did tonight. In addition to talking about his children.
What are you talking? He told his wife he was gay.
All right, he didn't tell his kids.
It doesn't matter. He's going to get around. Look, I don't mind talking to a young girl about if she's got a pregnancy issue, about a family that had a drug problem, about a family that got a marital issue. All these things. Now you're coming down. We've been trying to keep the black family together for years. Now along comes the guy, oh, by the way, I'm gay. I said, sweet Jesus. You know, we got enough on our plate.
So gay is too much right now for the black community to handle.
It's too much, yeah. Hey, right now, Phil.
In other words, for the gay people of the black community, lesbians and gay men, way too much for black folks to handle.
See, it's right now you're asking us to embrace an orientation. Which, you know, it already has its own affectations, and we're still trying to live down. You know, it's still, it's been 35 years. We're still trying to live down the peg pants and the checkered sport jacket. You know, we're still trying to live down the conk hair and blonde hair and all of this, you know.
And are you called gay in the same category as a black person conking their hair to pass for white? Do you call?
I'm just telling you, it's weird. Right now, it's too weird to deal with.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick joins us here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm not going to use the guy's name, even though he did. A guy came to him and said he was gay. Had been a homosexual for 35 years and outed him, well, told him, Pastor Rennick, that he was a homosexual. Pastor Rennick is with us tonight to say that there's nothing wrong with being gay, but in the black community at this time, with all of the other problems confronting black people, coming out and saying you're gay just adds another log to the load. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey,
the Phil Hendry Show,
you know,
is back.
All right, I'm talking with Pastor William Rennick of a Joyful Union Congregation. Tell the audience what you're telling me. One of the things you fear is being highlighted in the gay community. Was that?
No, I didn't say highlight in the gay community, Phil. What I said was this. When you have a gay member of your congregation, African-American, and that man, I'll give you an example, that man says, it's Halloween night, I'm going to go down to the West Hollywood Parade. And he goes, and he tells them, my church is such and such church, Joyful Union. And the following year, I got a call from West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, what have you. He said, Pastor Rennick, would you be a part of our West Hollywood Parade? Now, the West Hollywood Parade is the most flamboyant, flagrantly sexual, a gay parade, and I'm going to be riding in a float in that? In other words, Phil,
nobody's asking you to be. I don't think anybody, any gay parade's going to ask a preacher.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to ask me to be involved in. I got a man says to me, I'm gay. 35 years I've been married to my wife. Now, I know his wife, Dolores. I told you I know his son, James.
Every time you say the name of those family members, sir, and Mr. Delaporte him said, did he know he was going to be outed?
Well, I didn't know he was going to. I told him, you know, well, first of all, I laughed. He said to him, I'm gay. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. I said, 35 years. He said, no. I said, well, God forgive me, but Jesus H, that's the funniest damn thing I've heard all week. When a young, proud black man come into my office and said, I've been married 35 years and I'm gay, I got to laugh. I'm sitting here trying to keep families from getting blue-lined at the bank. I'm sitting here trying to get a young man to pay attention to his math book, to his science book. Get the basketball, put it in the garage, and start hitting the science book. And here a man come on and says, now what can you do for me? I'm one of them kind. I'm a sissy boy. I said, man, I don't play that. You know,
I got to get us some calls here. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, good evening. Welcome. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick.
The only way problems can be solved in the black community is by black people sticking together. We can't afford to separate ourselves because one is slightly different than another. Another point I'd like to make is the pastor speaking is really a disgrace as a man of the cloth for outing this gentleman that came to him in distress. And thirdly, I'd like to state that the reason why AIDS is spreading throughout the black community is because so many black men cannot be accepted. They feel uncomfortable coming out, and so they pretend to lead another life to be someone else.
Well, no, all I said to the young man was this. Look, I love you. I love you. I said, but there's places you can go and dance and, you know, wear your funny clothes, whatever you want to do. It's up there. The white people deal with it good. You know what I'm saying?
Saying that you love someone and demonstrating you know what I'm that talking love about. Are two different things.
Sister, you know what I'm talking about. The white folks, for some reason, they know how to deal with it.
No, I know how to deal with it. I have no problem with people's sexuality.
Well,
I accept them. I would hire them. I would befriend them. They can teach my children. A person should be judged by the character that they display in the community, not by what they do in the bedroom.
Isn't that what Martin Luther King said, Pastor Rennick?
Please, you a white man. Don't be quoting back, you know, King to me.
And
right?
Frankly, there's no difference between black people and white people except the color of our skins and the history
that we've had to
endure.
Man, the color of my skin got me kicked out of one or two motels, okay? So that, you know, but the thing I want to say to you is this. Do you own a nightclub?
Pardon me?
Do you own a nightclub?
No, I
all
would
right.
not care to
as
own a nightclub.
As long as you don't own a nightclub, there ain't no place for a black, you know, one of the gay boys to go. He got to go up with the white people.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
What does that mean?
That means he's got to leave the community, got to leave the neighborhood to go dance and have a cigar. That's what I'm talking about. And as long as black, and man, I tell you, I just got done talking to this guy. Bernie Mac invited me to a murder mystery party at his home. And I spent time talking to this young man about how he likes it from another guy. You see what I'm saying, ma'am?
You're not really helping the gentleman. This is the reason why AIDS is spreading throughout the black community. And there's even been a book written on it, although I can't remember the author. It's something about men on the down low. In the black community, men are not comfortable expressing their true sexuality, so they be pretend to actually be someone else.
I don't hate the man. I laughed. I said, you gay? He said, yeah. I said, I laughed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm sure it's not really funny. I don't find that amusing. And I'm sure many people don't.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
And the other thing is...
Phil, you understand that Bernie Mac had invited...
I know Bernie Mac invited you to his house, Pastor. I understand that. You took time for this man instead.
Yeah, but no big deal. What I'm trying to say, lady, no big deal.
And that man's poor children, I mean, I'm sure these children are going to catch...
Like they don't know.
I don't know how much trouble at school because you said their names on television, on the radio.
No, we help everybody. Your daddy gay? Look, I know a place you can dance. I'm kidding, but you know what I'm saying. In other words...
Is your daddy gay? I know a place. That's what's called, you know, giving the kid a hard time.
You know, Mr. Henry, can I ask you a question? You got to walk a mile in a man's shoes before you know... Now, you telling me... You're black and you're gay.
Why?
Because you tell me all about this man. I know you ain't black. Now, you gay too?
No, I'm not gay.
Then how do you know anything about it?
I know. Look, I don't have to be black and gay to understand that this man has children and that kids taunt each other.
Not in the black community.
Kathy, is that right? Kids don't taunt each other in the black community?
Of course they do. Children are children
not
all
about
over the
being
world.
Gay, they don't. How do you know that? I'm going to ask Kathy a question, and she'll never be able to answer this. You look at the way a gay man dresses, and you look at the way, like, someone like, you know, what's the guy I'm trying to think about now, Phil? Like Snoop Dogg. What's the difference between the way a gay man dresses and the way he dresses? In other words, all young black
number
men...
Number one.
What the hell are you talking about?
Number one, can I just interject here?
All right.
Can I just interject here? Number one, the way Snoop Dogg dresses, we don't ever really know because he has to perform. He's an artist.
No, I've seen him with Bernie Mac.
So he puts forth another persona.
Right.
I've known many gay men who behave, dress the same as any straight man. That is
a
stereotype.
That's
a stereotype that all gay men are effeminate.
Thank you very much for your call.
I'm telling you, the way a young brother dressed today and the way an average fruit up on Melrose dress, what's the difference?
Fruit, huh?
Come on, I'm kidding.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Be right back with Pastor William Rennick.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now look, you old catcher's mitt.
The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
But that's my answer.
All right, I'm here with Pastor William Renick. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The pastor is... he's the head of a significant congregation in Bellflower, California, Joyful Union Congregation. And we're talking this evening about outing gay people in the black community, because that's really what happened here, this member of your congregation. And
Phil, if I can interrupt you for a minute, because I've been involved in an ongoing project now for the last 7-8 years. And I began to look into this when some call a breakdance started. And I question whether the clothing worn by young black people looked manly. Now they all tell me, well, you know, we got a problem with gay people, a black community. I said, got a problem with gay people? How come you let our young men dress like them? How come you let our young men...
What do you mean dress like them? Like them, like you people. See, that's the thing. When Ross Perot let that out about black people...
I love Ross Perot. I think he's great. I love...
When he said you people, did you mind that?
I didn't give a... You know, when I heard a big contretemps about that, I laughed my ass. I laughed my black ass off. Because I said to myself, what are they getting uptight about? So the man said you people. Big deal. He a white man. He an old white man. That's the way they talk. And he said, you know who suffered? You people, your people. And then I got a friend of mine, Jim Van Sloot. He said to me, did you hear what that cracker said? I said, I don't give a sweet Jesus. I'll tell you right now, I wish Ross Perot had been born black. We could use a man like that in the black community. That's what I think.
On a flag there.
You're not. You're 20 yards short.
Are you playing golf or are you talking to me?
I'm sorry?
Are you playing golf or are you talking to me?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm talking to you, Phil, but I'm...
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Zanya?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
No, I'm just trying to figure out... The first segment of your show, all he talked about is how he can't deal with it. How he can't deal with
the
black man being gay.
It's not about community.
It's not for it. No, you said you could not deal with it, and it's not for you. It's not for you to deal with. This problem is out there. Whether you can deal with it or not, it has to be dealt with.
You say it's a problem.
And for you to condemn this man is
I didn't condemn him.
You might as well have. And not only that, you talk about these fruitcakes and the way they dress.
Well,
and,
I'm talking about
them.
The young black men.
No, but you know what? You got football players. You got baseball players that are manlier than the manliest of men, but
really?
Gayer than the gayest.
Are you sure about that?
There has been some that has been outed. Yes.
So let me tell you something.
Yes.
All these football players, they dress up in gold chain and tight pants. I bet you they're as queer as a $3 bill.
My concern is this,
though. Hold on, let the lady talk.
You are a minister, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you helping?
I am helping my community.
Is the community bigger than your community? Only your community? Because
I'm
your
a black
voice
community.
Is heard. Apparently, your voice is heard across the nation.
Now, we are trying to get people. We're trying to get home ownership. We're trying to get science and math.
We're trying
to get young people educated.
But, sir,
I'm not here to open up another gay dance club.
But, sir,
I'm not here to add one more man to the West Hollywood parade. I'm not here to have another young black man dressed in purple tight pants looking like Prince. You know that Prince? Oh, man.
But, sir,
you think he quit?
Your voice is heard.
Yeah, go ahead.
I
want to interrupt for a minute, Zanya. Zanya, let me interrupt. Pastor Renick, please let the lady finish what she's saying.
I'm just asking, lady, don't you think Prince look queer?
But
all right, go ahead, Zanya. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is this. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee, so
yes,
it's obvious that your voice is heard across the nation.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you helping? Because from everything that you've said thus far, you've done nothing but condemn this man, and not only this man, but the entire black, gay,
ma'am.
Population.
I disagree.
Male and female.
Yes, indeed, you have. No, ma'am.
And I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
See, I'm going to ask you
know,
that.
But,
I'm going to ask
no,
you
No, absolutely not. I'm
going to ask you that.
No, sir, I am not gay. But my point is this.
I'm going to ask you that.
Me being a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
Me being a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, reading the Bible,
yes,
as
ma'am.
I do, I know that sin is sin. I know that adultery is just as much a sin as homosexuality and fornication.
That's a good point.
The Bible clearly states that sin is sin. However, you're sitting here condemning him. But what about the other gentlemen that are in your congregation that are sleeping with the other women in the congregation and the men in the congregation? Do you condemn them? Do you out them? No.
You probably pull them in your study and counsel them.
How is she getting silly? That's a great point. We see all these people jumping all over, these so-called Christians jumping all over gay people. Stealing is evil. Any number of sins are as evil, and yet there's this whole thing about homosexuals.
Look at Phil, I said to you, I'm saying this, young man, I love people. But when I see 50 Cent, I see Jay-Z, I see Rakim, and they're looking like two, three Kansas City fags all dressed up in a...
Oh, come on!
But that's what I'm talking about!
But what does that... That's ridiculous.
No, man.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand, who are you helping?
To me personally,
it seems as though you're helping your own cause.
No, ma'am.
That's what it sounds like. You have this opportunity on the air, and all you do is slander people, and you're helping your own cause. You're not helping anyone but yourself.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think Johnny Mathis was a real man?
Do I think that Johnny Mathis was a real man?
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't know him, so I couldn't receive that.
Well, come on. Another guy sitting up there going, chances are... I mean, did we need that? Did our people need that?
All right, so there was Nat King Cole. What about him? And the point that we're making here is not so much whether a guy's manly or not. Does he have the right to be who he is in your community, whatever you decided to be, black, gay?
Of course he does, Phil. I'm just saying to the brother, if you want to dance with him, half the brothers who are with gay brothers are with white men. They're with white men. You want to know why?
That's ridiculous.
Ma'am, you know that half the gay brothers... They're what do you call it? The husbands or the wife, whatever you call them, they white.
Now,
you can go up to the white community. White people, they got some kind of a groove with all of that. You know, they dig it. Yeah, they love to hang out with them.
That's absurd.
God.
White folks, absolutely absurd. White folks got all the clubs.
To me, basically what you're saying is, just now what you said basically was, yeah, they can be in my community as long as they conform and dress manly.
No, I just said that's basically
what you just said.
Now you
like doubled back on I don't know how many statements.
I love
gay people.
I love everybody.
They're fruitcake, and you don't care if you're out of this man in front of his children.
Do you love them or not?
At other people's expenses.
How are you going to have a good time
at this man's children's expense?
Let me say something. I'm trying to get a young black woman like yourself a home loan for home ownership, trying to get the children into science and math.
And while I'm sitting
in the bank trying to get home ownership for young black couples, in waltzes some fruit, looking like Prince on a real crisp day.
So what, is that going to get the guy, he's not going to get a home loan?
No.
I'm trying to get a young man interested in math and science, trying to get young brothers off the basketball court into a classroom, right? And while I'm trying to do that, here comes some guy flaunting along with his white boyfriend with a Village People haircut.
That's ridiculous.
Guy skipping along on his lawn. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Last Friday night, it wasn't ridiculous.
Every word that has come out of your mouth up to this point, I'm in awe.
Sounds homophobic. It sounds homophobic.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds homophobic. Absolutely.
What do you mean hobophobic?
Homophobic.
No, the young lady said hobophobic. I want to know. You know, see, this is the educational level of the...
She said homophobic. You didn't hear her.
Well, look.
What? To me...
You worried about whether there's more dance places for gay blacks, and I'm worried about whether we got math and science in the classroom. You worried about whether they got Capizio shoes to wear on a Friday night. I'm worried.
She's not worried about that. All we're worried about here is a guy came to you and said, it sounds like a hell of a life question. I've been married 35 years to this woman, and I am gay, and what do I do, Pastor?
You told him.
What, you told him to go on up to West Hollywood. They got good dance joints up there.
Well, what else does he need?
Great. Is the lady still there? Oh, she's gone. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, see, now there's that passive-aggressive silence. See, you're going to make me feel like a real turd. You're going to make me feel like a turd in the mitt.
Hold on. You're the guy that's coming off with all of your, what else do they need? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than seven shades of your favorite dung.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A young black man, you know, that's doing that. Because a black man was not a gay man until he came in contact with the white community. I'm simply saying...
See, that's all that separatist stuff you're talking about.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm not a separatist. What do you think about the Nation of Islam? I know.
Well, that's what it is, man. Hey, you know, as soon as we came in contact with the white folks...
Well, look, Phil. Come on. I mean, number one, black folks weren't exactly invited to this country. You know, we come over here and chain. All right, that's fine. All right, I'm not gonna beat that into the ground. You know how we got here. Now we got no choice, do we? I'm here. I'm trying to raise a family and do all my thing. Now, along comes this white man. And guess what he wants to do? You know what he wants to do. He wants to, you know, look at me like he likes my butt or something like that. I'm like, what in the hell is that? I'm trying to put one foot in front of the other. I'm trying to keep ahead of the Klan. I'm trying to keep ahead of the hangman's noose. I'm trying to keep ahead of, and here come a white man want to make love to my butt. You understand what I'm talking about?
That gay folks didn't know anything about homosexuality until white people came along.
Exactly. You nailed it. Okay? Now, all right, so we say, all right, fine. You turn me gay? Great. What am I supposed to do now? So the white man turned us gay. Now, we're trying to get along. I got a brother over here who said, hey, you tried this out? I said, no, man, I tried that. A white man taught you that? He said, yeah. I said, I kind of dig it. I said, well, you know what? Back off. Back way off. Because gay don't play. Now, look.
And you're not a homophobe.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you something else. I got a very good friend of mine, and a lady's name is Coco Taylor. You know who she is?
Yeah, she's a singer.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yes, I do.
She's a great singer.
She's a damn good singer. Excuse my language. Yeah, sometimes, I love God, but sometimes I just let out with an F word or something like that, because I don't mean to offend God, but I love God so much, and I love life so much, that sometimes I just let out, you MF, you know, MF this and S that and F that. Anyway, Coco said to me, you know, I learned a song. And she said, I taught this man a song. Now everybody think I learned it from him. And I said, what song? She said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. She said, I taught that to Elvis Presley. But everybody think he taught it to me. And now he up on stage in Las Vegas looking like 300 pounds of queer in a karate costume. And I'm on the heap.
So that means what? That she learned a song from a gay white guy? Elvis Presley wasn't gay.
I know that. You know that. But about 90% of American people found out that guy was found on a bathroom floor nude, and his karate costume was hung up someplace all neat and tidy. So I'm just saying, Phil, you know, I'm asking the white people out there, thank you very much for introducing us to homosexuality. Really appreciate that one. As if we don't have enough to contend with Rakim running around like 120 pounds of gay. We just ask you to back it down a notch.
Back it down a notch. You just said going up to the white neighborhood and dance there.
Well, that, no, but don't open them up and up.
Yeah, don't open them up in our neighborhood. And keep your, don't move into our neighborhood either, huh?
Wait a minute. Now you're using all that language from back in that Keep Sweat, Martin Luther King Day. Liberace turned, you know who turned Little Richard gay? Liberace. Hung out with him, next thing you know. When I knew Little Richard, he looked like Larry Holmes. One night after with Liberace, his freaking hair's purple.
Get out of here. He looked like Larry Holmes. Ah, ha, ha. 1-800-449. What do you think about that? White folks turn to black folks gay. Well, he's got a point. Just one thing we ought to do as a race that's good, like other than, you know, playing Scrabble good. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Pastor, you hear what I'm playing?
What?
You hear what I'm playing?
Yeah, I hear it.
It's your favorite tune.
Not no more. It ain't my favorite tune. What do you mean my favorite tune? What you talking about?
Your wife, Clara, said this was your favorite song. You used to dance to it.
Not till I found out the guy was queer. I ain't gonna...
Get out of here.
Let me tell you about it. When I come home at night, you would not make...
hang up on that sacrilegious bastard. Give it to me, baby, the word of God. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show. Coming up tonight, Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. He's suing his wife and friends because he threw a surprise Clue party and was made fun of in his butler costume. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. He's beloved of God.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.